Toronto's one and only Zoomer Radio and Toronto's one and only Alana Miles, all fishnets and leather chaps and black velvet on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I remember back in the 80s just thinking she was so hot.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just the whole video of her leaning up against, you know, the pillar at this old country cattle ranch, whatever it was, with her chaps on and all the nonsense. I just thought, oh my God, I want to look and be like her.
I know that you're right. It was the late 80s, and I just love that she is Canadian. Yeah. I remember thinking how unusual that was in a way for a Canadian woman to be rocking it in leather chaps.
Oh, I know. And you know what? There was a run on leather chaps after that, and I could not find a pair. And as it turns out, that was a good thing. Okay. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane.
When you and I had our holiday extravaganza back on December 14th, we had a conversation with Peter Doorsamy, the president and CEO of the Scott Mission. And who could have believed from that point, Sam, to now, how much money would have been raised for our 15th annual Holiday Hope Fund?
It's really amazing, and it's a total and complete testament to our listeners, to you, because anytime we have encouraged fundraising for a cause, and of course the Scott Mission is near and dear to us, you guys rally. I mean, you really do, and you're so generous. And I remember Peter Doorsamy saying to us, sort of off air, that at the time, December 14th, by the way, was 3 weeks ago yesterday, that at the time, the goal had been pushed up to 30 grand. Like, the idea was, let's get to 30 grand, because that was substantial, and that would have been a lot, you know? And here we are 3 weeks later talking about that goal. It is in the rear view, man, because we just went so much further.
Here we go. Yeah. This is the final tally. $81,674.10.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, who would have thought? I mean, anytime. That is just an incredible amount of money to be raised in such a short period of time. But this has been a really difficult year for everybody. You know, if you buy food, if you drive a vehicle, you have felt it from beginning. If you have a mortgage, it's just been a tough year, and you would not know it from that number.
And yet the messaging around our Holiday Hope Fund was not for gigantic donations.
No.
It was for $4.25 a donation, which did buy a Christmas meal for an individual. And I think for a lot of people that resonated, because those of us who celebrate Christmas and have food on the table on the 25th of December with family and friends around us, we can identify with how wonderful that is. And so for $4.25, somebody who is so much less fortunate can have the same feeling.
And I think when you attach yourself to fundraisers like this, and in our case, the Scott Mission, I am reminded, sitting at our dinner table on Christmas and then days later with my family at a much bigger table in Ottawa, I am reminded of just how fortunate we are. And I am grateful that we are connected to this, because we need to stay grounded about, you know, the need out there. So thank you very much. And the reason that we encourage money as opposed to, say, you know, unused toys or, you know, food, that kind of thing, is because the Scott Mission is so good at sourcing out where to get the best deals and the most for the amount of money that we give.
And you can give year-round at scottmission.com. I was just on the website. So if you didn't get a chance before Christmas, anytime, you'll be helping those less fortunate.
Nearly $82,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And let's check the drive. With the same